This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. We are entering the official holiday shopping season. But it feels a little strange to say that, because if you've been in any stores recently, or even online, you've probably noticed that the holiday ads, the sales, they've been going on for a while now. A report out this month from McKinsey & Company backs up what we've been seeing. This unofficial holiday shopping season did start earlier than last year's. And odds are, it's going to last longer. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains why.
According to McKinsey, shoppers are spreading out their holiday purchases this year. And one reason for that is because we can.
Consumers, unlike last year and the couple of years before, where they were worried that if they don't get something, they're not going to find it available, given supply chain issues.
Tamara Charm is a partner at McKinsey.
This year, consumers have the sense that they'll be more available for more of the time, and they want to be really choiceful and thoughtful about what they're going to get and when they're going to get it.
And they're looking for deals, says Candace Corlett, president of WSL Strategic Retail, because for many shoppers, money is a bit tight right now.
49% of people tell us they have less money now than they did last year to spend on gifts.
Corlett points out younger consumers who may have otherwise splurged on holiday parties and gifts are back to repaying their student loans. Plus, everyone is dealing with inflation, and so retailers, says Corlett, are asking,
how can I be first out of the box and get the money that people have to spend on gifts?
The answer? Sales and discounts, early and often, in-store and online. But there's another question.
If I'm buying holiday gifts for family in early November because Amazon or Best Buy or Walmart has had some, you know, amazing Black Friday-like deal, has that just substituted purchases that I would have done in December?
Chad Lusk is managing director at Alvarez & Marsal Consumer and Retail Group. He warns that even if early numbers look good, retailers
can't necessarily use that as an indication that we're going to have a stronger season in aggregate. It just might mean that I'm pulling demand ahead.
Lusk predicts we'll get a better read on what the overall shopping season will look like after Black Friday weekend. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.